习撒迦利亚书，明天下午的这一节哈，就是哥林多前书。
And so today we're going to study. Right now we're going to study Zechariah, and tomorrow afternoon we will study 1 Corinthians.
好，我们现在回来看撒迦利亚书的第八章。
And if we turn to Zechariah chapter 8.
第八章是耶路撒冷复兴以后的美景。
And then chapter 8 is after Jerusalem is restored and how wonderful it is.
那这个第八章的美景也是在预表真教会完成以后的美景。
And this is also to describe the beauty of the true church when it is complete and perfected.
那这个第八章的美景是从第二节来的。
And the beauty is found in verse 2.
说万军的神说，我为锡安心里极其火热。
And it says, I am zealous for Zion with a great zeal.
这个锡安就是神的城。
And Zion is the city of God.
虽然神惩罚他们。
And even though God punished them.
但其实神的爱没有改变。
But God's love does not change.
因为他们在神的眼中，好像我们眼睛的那个瞳仁。
Because to God, they are the apple of his eye.
神惩罚他们是要他们回头。
And God punished them in order for them to be to return back.
对神对他们的爱是神对这个城心里火热。
And so God's love to them is the zeal He has for Zion.
所以时候到了，神就开始动工啊，要来带领以色列百姓回来重建圣城。
And at the appointed time, God would bring back the chosen people to the city to rebuild the city.
那这是耶路撒冷城啊复兴美景的一个。
And this is the beginning of the beauty of the restoration of Jerusalem.
就是因为神为这个城心里火热。
Because the Lord was zealous for Zion.
所以真教会必然复兴。
And so the true church is to be restored.
原因不在乎人。
And the reason is not because of man.
乃在乎神。
But rather of God.
神对这个教会的爱没有改变。
And so God's love to the church does not change.
所以神会带领教会复兴。
And so God will restore the church.
我们现在来看，在这一章里面有几个第一节到第八节
And in this chapter, from verse 1-8,
这个在应许神要回到锡安。
And it is God's promise to return to Zion.
神要住在这个城里面。
That God will dwell in the city.
我们看第三节。
And in verse 3.
主如此说，我现在要回到锡安，要住在耶路撒冷中间。耶路撒冷必称为诚实的城，万军之主的山必称为圣山。
Verse 3, Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, the mountain of the Lord of the hosts, the holy mountain.
这里在讲神要住在耶路撒冷。
And here it says that God will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem.
今天就是指着住在教会里面。
And this is to say he shall dwell within the church.
这个有神同在的教会最少会有两个特色。
And the church that has the abundance of God will have two characteristics.
第一个，它必称为诚实之城。
And the first will be that there will be the mountain of the Lord of hosts.
英文是这样翻吗？第三节的。耶路撒冷必称为诚实的。
Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth.
英文叫 city of truth. Truth 就真实。
And it is the city of truth.
那真实就是跟真理是同一个字。
And it is the same word as the truth.
那就表示说这个城里面是没有虚假。
And this is to say that there's no falsehood in the city.
因为我们在前面一章里面看到。这个耶路撒冷城的不义。
And then in the previous chapter, we see the bad points of the city of Jerusalem.
因为没有神同在。
Because it did not have the abundance of God.
那现在他们回头。
And so now they have returned.
说要离开不义。
And so they are about to depart from unrighteousness.
说变成诚实的。
And to become to come into the truth.
那这个是我们一个人有神同在一个很重要的特色。
And this is also an important characteristic of someone who is with God.
我们来看这个约翰一书的第五章。
And if we look at 1 John chapter 5,
约翰一书 第五章,
1 John chapter 5,
二十节,
verse 20,
第五章二十节,
chapter 5, verse 20,
你们也知道神的儿子已经来到, 约翰一书五章二十节,
1 John chapter 5, verse
20, 且将智慧赐给我们, 使我们认识那位真实的, 我们也在那个真实的里面, 就是他的儿子耶稣基督里面, 这是真神, 也是永生。
Verse 20, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.
这里说主耶稣是真神。
And here it says that Jesus is the true God.
他是真实的一位。
He is the true God.
所以你看到主耶稣一生所讲的每一句话没有一句是假的。
And so in his whole life we see that Jesus never spoke a lie.
因为他是真实的。
Because he is true.
所以他的话你可以信。
And so his word is for us to believe.
主耶稣的行动没有是虚假的。
And in his actions there was no falsehood.
因为他是真实的。
Because he was true.
他代表真理。
He represents the truth.
那这里说我们也在那一位真实里面。
And so here it says that we remain in the truth.
所以一个信徒如果真的有神住在他里面，或他住在神里面，这个人是很实在的。
And so if anyone has God in them and they dwell in God, then they are absolute.
他的讲的话是可信的。
Their words are credible.
他的行为，他做的事情是很实在的。
And what they do and what they say is just.
所以是可靠的。
And it is reliable.
那这个撒迦利亚书第八章在讲说这个城是诚实，是实在的城。
And so in Zechariah chapter 8, he says that this city is the city of truth.
所以我们现在发现这个社会啊，人讲的话也没有办法信啊。
And we know that in this generation, in this world, we cannot trust anyone.
所以你因为人已经离开神了。
Because man has departed so far away from God.
所以人的话不可信。
And so man's words are not reliable.
那人的生活里面有很多虚假的一面。
And so there is often a false side of man's words.
你如果看政治家在竞选,
and if we talk, if look at the presidential elections,
哪里有一个人拜神可以当政治家?
How can anyone who worships God become a politician?
如果他全部都讲实话，他一定选不上。
If they were to speak the truth and nothing but the truth, then they can never be elected into office.
那他一定要讲很多人喜欢听的，他不一定他做得到。
And of course, they have to make promises that people like to hear, but they cannot fulfill.
所以他才可以选得到。
Or else he cannot be elected.
那这个就不实在。
And so this is not the truth.
所以这里讲说这个耶路撒冷要诚实是实在的。
And so here it says Jerusalem is the city of truth.
所以到最后我们发现我们教会里面如果每个人都神同在，他讲的话你可以信用。
And so if we see that if everyone in the church has the abundance of God, then you can trust whatever they say.
那圣灵所结的果子有一个是信实。
And one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is faithfulness.
就是很实在。
And this is very upright.
好像主耶稣一样。
Just like Jesus.
所以拿但业说，拿撒勒能够出什么好东西，这个是不好听的。
And so Nathaniel, he said, what good can come from Nazarene?
但是耶稣没有责备，他说他是真以色列人。
And even though it did not sound good, it was not a pleasant saying. Jesus did not rebuke him.
所以来到神面前最重要是一颗真实的心，你有没有口才不重要。
And so the important thing about coming before God is that you must have a sincere heart, and eloquence does not matter.
神看人的心，不是看你会不会讲话。
God looks at the heart and not how eloquent you are.
所以第一个记号是诚实的。
And so the first is that it is true.
如果有虚假，你就会害怕。
And so if there is falsehood, then you will be afraid.
因为就是不可靠。
Because they are unreliable.
那这个不是神同在的地方。
And this is not a place where God is with.
第一个叫做诚实的。
And so the first is the city of truth.
那第二个。
And the second.
在第八章的第三节。
And in chapter 8, verse 3.
那万军的主的山必称为圣山。
And then the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain.
那我们刚刚讲那个诚实那有人说这个基督徒如果一切都很诚实，在世界上怎么生活？
And we talked about honesty before, and we asked how is it that a Christian can be honest in this world?
其实你看主耶稣的一生。
And if we look at the life of Jesus,
非常灵巧。
He was very truthful.
Shrewd. 灵巧。他说你要灵巧如蛇。
You must be as shrewd as a serpent.
但是驯良像鸽子,
but as peaceful as a dove.
这个两个不能少一个。
And you cannot lack either one of these qualities.
如果你把那个后面拿掉，很灵巧，那就变成诡诈。
If you take away the second half and just be shrewd, then it would be it will cause confusion.
诡诈是吗? Cunning, 还是什么? 诡诈。 诡诈英文怎么翻?
Tricky,
对。 那你如果把前面拿掉,
But if you take away the first half,
我们一直讲啊，做基督徒要像鸽子， 你就被吃死了。
And if you were to be as peaceful as a dove, then you'd be eaten alive.
但是很灵巧。
But if you're shrewd,
但是里面又没有诡诈。
But you have no trickery inside your heart.
所以他周围有很多的文士法利赛人， 一直要抓他的漏洞。
And so there are many scribes and Pharisees who try to pick up on any mistakes Jesus made.
但是这个主耶稣在法利赛人当中好像蛇这样在演。 这个盘子里面爬来爬去，爬来爬去，全部都没有被抓到。
But Jesus, like a serpent, slithering through all their traps.
但是他很实在。
But Jesus was upright.
所以不是说很诚实在社会上就不能够立足，不可，不是这样。
And it's not to say that we cannot survive in this world with honesty only.
我们还有神给我们的灵巧。
But God gives us some shrewdness.
还有基督的训练。
And then the peace of God.
那第二点就是， 这个神的山要称为圣山。
And then the mountain of the Lord of hosts shall be called the holy mountain.
什么是圣?
And what is holiness?
圣就是分别。
And holy is to be separated apart.
所以我们在这个教会里面，你一定觉得有分别。
And if you come to this church, you will see that it's separated.
如果这个教会跟其他的地方没有分别,
if our church is the same as other churches and it's not separated,
这个就不是神所住同在的耶路撒冷。
Then this is not the church that God has abided with, the city of Jerusalem.
人间最后一块的净土是哪里?
And what is the last chance for man?
净土不是净哦。 Pure land.
Pure land.
最纯洁，人间最后一块最纯洁的土地是在哪里?
Where is the last pure land for man?
是在教会里面。
And it is in church.
特别是在真耶稣教会里面，
especially in True Jesus Church.
你在真耶稣教会， 特别在真耶稣教会做圣工， 越做你越害怕， 你根本就不敢， 乱来。
And the more you do holy work in the church, the more you become afraid that you are afraid to do anything wrong.
因为神在这里做王。
Because God is king here.
你随便来， 神会管教的。
If you just simply just come, if you simply do anything, God will punish.
所以你看那个外教会有的领导者， 哇， 讲道都是在自夸自己。
And so if you look at other churches, many of the ministers, they will praise themselves.
你看真耶稣教会的人在领会，很少在自夸自己。
And, but for the ministers of True Jesus Church, hardly do they ever praise themselves.
为什么?
Why?
神在这里。
Because God is here.
你如果自夸，有一天神就会让你卑微。
And so if you praise yourself, then one day God will humble you.
那体会一两次你就不敢，一切都归荣耀给神，不敢抬头。
After once or two experiences, you'll be too afraid to.
所以这是有分别的, 是圣的。
And so it is holy and is separate.
那我们在教会里面, 这个神同在也很奇妙, 你做圣工一定要圣洁。
And so it's very miraculous in True Jesus Church that if you want to do the holy work, you must be holy.
这个做圣工如果没有圣洁,
if you are not holy when you do the holy work,
有时候做圣工不但没有得福, 会受祸。
And not only will you not receive blessings, but you should be punished.
因为神不让, 罪人在这个义人的会中会站立不住。
Because a sinner cannot stand in an upright congregation.
所以这个是圣山。
And so this is the holy mountain.
人间最后一块净土。
And it is the last pure land.
是出于对神的敬畏。
And it is the reverence to God.
所以那个箴言里面说, 敬畏神, 下面一句是什么?
And in Proverbs says, fear of the Lord is... And what is the last half?
敬畏神下面一句什么? 远离恶事。
It is to depart from evil.
你如果真的很尊敬神, 没有人看到你也不敢乱做。
And if you truly fear God, then you will be too afraid to do anything wrong.
因为神会找我们算账。
Because God will punish us.
那出于敬畏神, 这个教会就圣。
And if you fear God, then this church shall become holy.
这是神同在两个特色。
And these are the two characteristics of a church that has the abundance of God.
实在的照着真理。
And it is true, upright.
是可靠的。
And it is reliable.
是圣洁的, 是有分别的。
And it is holy and separate.
没有罪恶的。
There is no sin.
那第四节开始。
And verse 4.
第四节开始, 这里在提到这个耶路撒冷的一幅美景。
And it talks about the beauty of the church.
这里说, 我们看啊, 将来有老年的男女坐在耶路撒冷, 因为年纪老迈, 就手中拿拐杖, 第五节,
Verse 5.
城中必满有男孩女孩玩耍, 第六节,
Verse 6.
万军的神如此说, 到那日, 这是在渔民中眼看为稀奇, 在我眼中也看为稀奇。 所以这个耶路撒冷老人在那边拿拐杖慢慢走，小孩子在玩耍。
And so in the streets of Jerusalem, old men and women shall sit and hold their staffs, while the young they shall be playing in the streets.
那这个渔民呢，就认为稀奇。
And so all the
第六节,
in it will be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of the people.
什么是渔民？
And what does it mean, remnant?
就是被掳没有死掉又回来的人。
Those who have been taken away have not died and returned.
看到这个现象, 耶路撒冷这个是非常稀奇, 为什么?
And then they will be marveled in their eyes, and why?
因为战争一发生, 第一个死的是老人。
Because when war first breaks out, the first people who die are the old people.
因为年纪大, 你没有办法逃, 而且对这个, 战争的这种环境没有办法, 适应力越来越差, 就死了。
Because old people, it's very difficult for them to flee, and it is hard for them to adjust to the changes in their environment.
所以他搬家要从耶路撒冷搬到巴比伦几百里啊，老人走不动，走不动就死了。
And so for them to flee from Jerusalem to Babylon, it is too far, then they will die along the way.
第二个，小孩子。
And the second are the children.
当时他们在围困耶路撒冷的时候，如果看那个大概是耶利米啊，哀歌还是耶利米书啊，他没有东西吃啊，到最后交换小孩子宰来吃啊。
In the book of Jeremiah or Lamentations, when they looked and they had nothing to eat, so they took the children to eat.
所以第二个会死的就是小孩子。
And so the second, most likely to die are the children.
那现在耶路撒冷老人也拿着拐杖在走, 小孩子到处在玩耍, 就是表示很和平, 很和睦。
And so now that you have old people with staffs in their hands and children playing in the streets, you see that you have much peace.
这是因为神重新, 回来与他们同在。 神带领恩典回来,
and this is to say that when God comes back, He comes back with peace.
这也是我们在, 一个真教会的一个景象。
And so this is also a characteristic of our church.
男女老少, 我们在教会里面, 大家都很平安。
Old men and old women and children, they're all peaceful in church.
我们来看, 以赛亚书的一段圣经。
If we look in the book of Isaiah,
以赛亚书65章,
Isaiah chapter 65.
以赛亚书的65章
Isaiah 65
65章从17节一直看到25节
From verse 17 to verse 25
18节
Verse 18 rather
你们应当因为我所造永远欢喜快乐 因为我造耶路撒冷为人所 为人所喜，造其中的居民为人所乐。十八节，我必因为耶路撒冷欢喜，我的百姓快乐，其中不再听见哭泣的声音和哀嚎的声音。二十节，20，其中必没有数日夭折的婴孩，也没有寿数不满的老者，因为百岁死的仍算孩童，有百岁死的人算为被咒诅的。二十一节。 他们要建造房屋居住，栽种葡萄园，吃其中的果子。22节，他们建造的别人不得住，他们栽种别人不能吃，因为我的民的日子必像树拐的日子，连我选民亲手拿的必长久享用。这个在讲这个耶路撒冷的美景，神恩典充满，所以大家在那享受生活。
And so this is talking about the beauty of Jerusalem after God has restored it.
所以耶利米书里面说, 神的意念不是降灾祸, 是赐平安的意念。
And so it says that in Jeremiah that God's plans is not for him to destroy it, but rather to restore.
降赐平安。
That is to give them peace.
所以我们就在 耶利米书, 撒迦利亚书第八章还有 以赛亚书, 65章看到这个很平安, 很安详一种生活。
And so from what we read in Zechariah and what we read here in Isaiah, we see that it is a life full of peace.
我们在信主的过程常常讲神的试炼受苦哦, 听太多好像说没有这样就不是信仰，不一定是这样。
Too often in our faith, we feel that we always think of the punishment, the disciplining of God, and we feel that if there's this is lacking, then it is not called faith.
其实如果我们谨守神的道，我们有时候不去经过苦难，因为神是爱我们，他的意念是要给我们平安，要享受他的福分。
But if we hold on to the blessing, the commandments of God, then we do not have to worry about these. Sometimes, because God loves us, He wants to give us peace.
所以受苦是不得已的，不是神计划里面的一部分。
Disciplining is only necessary. It is not part of the plan of God.
我们再看二十四节，以赛亚书六十五章。
And if we look at verse 24 of Isaiah chapter 65,
豺狼必与羊羔同食，狮子必吃草与牛羊一样。二十五节
25.
尘土必作蛇的食物，在我圣山片住，这一切都不伤人也不害物。所以这里啊，豺狼要与羊羔同食。
That the wolf and the lamb shall feed together.
这个就是不会互相咬不会肉弱强食这个豺狼当然比狮子还凶但是它不会比羊羔还凶，它不会去吃那个狮子。
And the lion and the wolf.
豺狼不会去吃羊羔
The wolf will not eat the lamb, but they shall feed together.
狮子也不会吃牛
And then the lion shall not eat the ox.
就在神的山里面，这个已经被改变了。
But on the mountain of God, all of this shall be changed.
所以你看还没有信主以前我们有很多人这个个性不是很好。
Before we believe in Christ, we see that many of our personalities were not so good.
在社会上勾心斗角。
In the world, we often cheated people.
但是回到教会里面来。
But once you return to the church,
我们的个性变了。
Our characters have changed.
每个人都像耶稣。
And everyone is like Christ.
所以过去那个豺狼，过去那狮子，现在已经不会互相咬了。
The wolf and the lion that was before no longer bites.
那这样这个叫做神住在耶路撒冷城。
And this is the city that God abides in.
那所以如果我们的教会还是这样勾心斗角，那彼此合不来，充满着嫉妒 bitterness 孤独这个还不是神同在的地方。
But if church is a place where people still argue with one another and have bitterness and jealousy, this is not a place where God dwells.
神同在是很实在的，可以信用的，是很和睦的。因为个性都改变了。
And so a place where God dwells is a place that is upright, truthful, reliable.
那这样叫做神同在。
And this is called the abidance of God.
我们先来看以赛亚书。
And if we turn
以赛亚书第二章。
To Isaiah chapter 2.
第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
末后日子者，神的殿的山要坚立超乎诸山，高举超乎万岭，万民都要流归这个山。这个末后的日子就是世界末日以前。
And this is the latter days before the end of the world.
神的山要高乎诸山，这个就是真教会。
That the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on top of the mountains. This is the true church.
万民要来流归这个山。
And all nations shall flow to it.
那在第四节里面讲。
And in verse 4 it says.
他必在列国中施行审判，为许多国民断定是非。他们要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。这国不举刀攻击那国，他们不再学习战士。
Verse 4, He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation.
二次大战以后大家觉得说哇，世界大战没有一个赢的人
And after World War II, they felt that there could not be a bigger war.
没有一个Winner,
there was no side that won.
这么多人流血，没有成就什么。
There were so many people who died, no one won.
所以后来就成立了联合国。
And then they formed the United Nations.
那联合国在奠基的时候。
And so when the United Nations registered.
他们有一块石头就是写的这一节圣经节。
And they had a marble plaque with this verse on this.
说要将刀打成犁头。
And shall beat their swords into plowshares.
刀是杀人的，犁头是耕田的。
Swords are for killing people. Plowshares are for farming.
枪打成镰刀。
And spears into pruning hooks.
枪也是要杀人的。
Spears are also for killing.
镰刀是要收割的。
And pruning hooks is to reap.
那这国不举刀攻击那国。
And nation shall not lift up sword against nation.
那他们也不再学习战士。
Neither shall they learn war anymore.
这是联合国的理想。
And this is the ideal of the United Nations.
但是人做不出来。
But man cannot accomplish this.
为什么？
Why not?
因为没有神，人做不出来。
Because without God, they cannot accomplish.
但是这个理想会在神的国度里面实现。
But this ideal can be accomplished in the kingdom of God.
因为神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
所以人跟人之间呢，就不必拿枪拿刀互相这样竞争斗争这样啊，捅来捅去的。
And so man does not need to interact with swords and spears to harm one another.
社会是用竞争在进步的。
Society is it only develops through argument and
竞争 competition.
Competition.
所以竞争有时候是很无情的。
And so competition is often very
竞争是不讲爱的。
It does not discuss love.
但是教会不是竞争。
But a church does not have competition.
教会是在爱心中彼此扶持、互相带导当中在进步的。
But church it only grows when you pray for one another and when you serve one another.
所以回到教会里面来，我们才能够找到人生的那个很温暖、很和睦的一个环境。
And so when we return back to church, we find a warm and peaceful place.
你即使条件比别人不如，你也不必自卑。
And even if your lifestyle is worse off than others, you do not need to feel any insecurity.
因为这是你的家庭。
Because this is your home.
别人会照主的爱帮助你。
And everyone will help you through the love of
Christ. 如果你别人比别人条件好，恩典多。
And if you have a higher standard than others, and you have been blessed more.
这是神给我们的责任。
This is our responsibility that God has given to us, that we have to help one another.
所以在基督的精神之下，我们教会里面会很平静，很和睦。
And so under the attitude of Christ, then we should, there should be peace and harmony in the church.
所以我们回来看第八章撒迦利亚书。
And if we look back at Zechariah chapter 8,
第七节。
Verse 7.
万军的神说，我要从东方西方救回我的民。第八节。
Verse 8.
我要领他们来，使他们住在耶路撒冷，做他的子民，他们要做我的神。你看现在回来以后，神重申一件事情。
And so, after they have returned, God will bring them back.
我要做他们的子民，他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。
And then they shall be my people, and I will be their God.
就是神跟人啊，要重新建立亲密的关系。
And so God and man have restored the relationship.
在被掳的时候，神好像离弃了神，离弃了人。
And when they were taken captive, it seemed as if God had departed from them.
关系好像断掉了。
As if their relationship had been broken.
现在回来重新建立。
But now that they have returned, they restore their relationship.
重享神的恩典。
And so they will remember the grace of God.
我要做他们的神，都凭着诚实和公义。
And I will be their God in truth and righteousness.
在真理的基础上。
And it is on the foundation of truth.
还有公义。
And just.
那公义带来就是平安。
And what justice brings is peace.
所以有时候我们常常想说，哎，我一直向神求平安，为什么好像没有平安？
And sometimes we think, why do we pray so much for peace, but we receive none?
平安跟公义连在一起。
Because peace goes together hand in hand with
justice. 不错，跟神祷告求平安很重要。
And of course, it's important to pray for peace.
但是如果我们还活在罪里面，你怎么祷告还是没有平安？
But if we continue to live in sin, there is no way we can find peace.
因为平安从公义来的。
Because peace comes from justice.
我们看以赛亚书。
And if we look at Isaiah,
32章。
Chapter 32.
以赛亚书32章。
Isaiah chapter 32.
16节、17节。
Verse 16 and 17.
18节。
And 18.
32章16节。
Isaiah chapter 32 verse 16.
那时公平要居住在旷野，公义要居住在肥田。17节。
17.
公义的果效必是平安，公义的效验必是平稳，直到永远。十八节，我的百姓必住在平安居所，安稳的住处，平静安歇的所在。十九
，19.
但将兵袍打倒树林，必全然拆平。二十节
，20.
你们在各水边撒种，牧放牛驴的有福了。这个十八节说，我的百姓啊，住在平安的居所，安稳的住处，平静安歇所。
And in 18 it says, My people dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings and in quiet resting places.
这不是我们每一个人所羡慕的吗?
Isn't this something that we all desire?
非常平安。
It's very peaceful.
那这个平安从哪里来?
And where does this peace come from?
17节。
Verse 17.
公义的果效是平安。
Yeah, the work of righteousness will be peace.
你如果做的每一个 事情都是对的,
if everything you do is right,
没有罪,
there's no sin,
那神就跟我们同在,
then God will abide with us.
那果效就是平安,
and then the fruit shall be peace.
啊, 公义的效验是平稳, 直到永远,
and then the result of justice is that there will be peace.
啊, 下面, 下半句, 17节,
that the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever.
啊, quietness and assurance. 啊, 就是, 啊, 你生活会很平静,
and quietness, that your life shall be quiet.
这是公义的效验。
And this is the effect of righteousness.
所以我们再回到, 撒迦利亚书第八章。
And so if we return back to Zechariah chapter 8,
这个说耶路撒冷城, 啊, 神要接受这个子民做他的, 以色列民做他的子民。
And so God will be their God of the Israelites.
都要凭着诚实跟公义。
And in truth and righteousness.
所以就带来平安了。
And this represents peace.
那从第九节开始,
and starting from verse 9
到23节,
to verse 23,
这个就是神再一次应许要降福,
and then this is a promise of bestowing blessings.
也劝勉他们要建殿,
and this is an urge to rebuild the temple.
建殿就会蒙福,
and then if you rebuild the temple, you will receive blessings.
所以第九节到十三节,
from verse 9 to 13,
你看第十节第一句话,
verse 10, the first statement is,
请读,
For before these days, there were no wages for men, nor any hire for beasts.
这有一个时间点说那日,
and then here it tells the time period where it says, before those days.
那十一节,
and verse 11.
但如今, 这有另外一个时间点, 如今,
and it talks about former days.
十一节,
verse 11. But now I will not treat...
Now, 那就是如今了, 就现在啊,
now.
那日以前, 人得不到顾驾, 牲畜也是如此, 出入不得平安, 啊, 使, 我使众人互相攻击, 为什么?
Verse 11, But now I will not treat the remnant of this people as in the former days. Why not?
啊, 因为那日以前, 神的殿, 还没有建成,
Because in those former days, the temple was not established.
哦, 那十一节,
verse 11.
如今我待这个渔民必不像从前,
but now I will not treat the remnant of this people as in the former days.
这神改变了,
and this is a change.
为什么神改变?
And why is there a change?
因为神的殿已经被建了,
because the temple of God has been established.
这个跟那个, 前面一卷, 我们读过, 哈该书,
and this is similar to what is found in Haggai.
哈该书第二章,
Haggai chapter 2.
18节,
verse 18.
你们要追想此日以前, 就是从9月24日起, 追想到立殿根基的日子。 19节,
19.
仓库有谷吗? 无花果树, 葡萄, 橄榄树, 都没有结果, 从今日起, 我要赐福给你。 所以今天是一个关键。
And here is a reference point today, this day.
因为今天以前, 圣殿没有人建啊, 大家只顾自己住天花板的房子。
Because yesterday, no one took care of the temple of God. Everyone only cared about their own homes.
所以种得多, 收得少, 钱撞在口袋, 口袋破一个洞。
They sown much but bring in little, and then they put their wages into their pockets, but they were holes.
但是今天,
but today,
你建神的殿开始了,
once you have rebuilt the church of the temple,
神就要祝福,
then God will start to bless you.
让仓库有种, 无花果树有收成,
and that you the vine, the fig tree, and will yield fruits.
所以第八章的十二节,
and in Zechariah chapter 8, verse 2,
他们要撒平安果子，必结果子， 地必有出产， 天也必将甘露。
verse 12, it says, For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give its fruit.
我要使这个余圣民享受这一切的福。
And I will cause the remnant of the people to possess all these.
为什么?
Why?
因为他们已经开始建殿了。
Because they have started to rebuild the temple.
所以他这个十二节讲的这些因素就是人没有办法控制的。
And so the things that they talk about in verse 12 are out of the control of man.
我们活越久，你越发现哦， 人可以努力，但是有一些因素你没有办法掌握。
And the longer we live, the more we realize that there are only certain things that we can do, but many things are out of our hands.
那当时农业时代啊，它如果不下雨，你能够掌握吗？
And back then, it was during the period of farmers that if it did not rain, they could not grow any crops.
你再努力也没有收成。
And no matter how hard they labored, they could not reap anything.
但是我们现在这个世代，
but in this generation,
你努力你就会有收成吗？
If you labor hard enough, will you be able to receive your reward?
有一些因素我没有办法控制。
There are some things that are out of our control.
我们大家找找看到哪里有记载，力跑的未必得胜，所临到的是在乎当时的机会。
And where does it say time and chance happen to us all?
来，我们找找看，我们就知道啊，神掌控一切。
That God is in control for all of us.
在哪里？传道书第九章十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11.
我又转念日光之下，快跑的未必得赢，力战的未必得胜，智慧的未必得粮食，明哲的未必得子财，灵巧的未必得喜悦。所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
Verse 11, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the men of understanding, nor favor to the men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all.
我们可以快跑。
We can run fast.
我们可以力战。
We can fight hard.
但是能不能这样就比别人更有成就呢？
But can this bring us more success than others?
在乎当时的机会。
But it is time and chance.
那机会谁掌握？
Who gives us this chance?
机会是神掌握的。
Chance is given to us by God.
比方说，你看这个经济在走下坡。
As we see the economy going down,
所以就业机会会越来越少。
There'll be less opportunities to make money.
那你去申请工作。
And as you apply for jobs,
你很有能力。
You might be very gifted.
但是这个机会是不是你能够掌握得住？
But is the opportunity presented by yourself?
这在乎神啊。
This is in the hands of God.
如果神给你机会，
if God give you this opportunity,
你就找到了。
Then you'll find your
job. 神没有给你机会，你就找不到。
God did not give you this opportunity, you cannot find it.
所以我们活越久越发现了，人真的没有办法掌握自己的前途。
And so, the longer we live, that we are less in control of our possessions.
我们需要神。
We need God.
那怎么神给我们机会？
And God gives us this opportunity.
怎么让神给我们机会？
And how is it that God can give us this opportunity?
撒加利亚书第八章。
Zechariah chapter 8.
就是要重新努力来建殿。
It is to be diligent and focus on the rebuilding the temple.
那神高兴了，神就给你机会。
And so when God is pleased, he will give you opportunity.
你生活就没有困难了。
Then you will have no difficulties in your life.
活着你就会很喜乐。
And you'll be very joyful in your life.
临到在乎当时的机会。
And chance happens to us all.
我们再回来看。
And if we look back.
所以这个教会的兴盛跟我们个人得恩典是有关系的。
And so the restoration of the church is directly related to all of us.
为什么我们要兴旺教会？
And why do we all have to help restore the church?
当然除了荣耀神的名之外。
Other than to glorify the name of God.
第一个。
The first.
如果教会兴盛，你就得福。
If the church is restored, then we will be blessed.
如果教会不兴盛，
if the church is not restored,
我们得的福气就有限。
Then the blessings we receive will be very limited.
所以《使徒行传》第四章，我们看这个《使徒行传》第四章。
And if we look at Acts chapter 4,
第五章，
chapter 5.
第五章十二节
verse 12, chapter 5 verse 12
属借着使徒的所在民间行了许多的神迹奇事
and through the hands of the apostles many signs and wonders were done
所以当时这个使徒教会圣工相当的发展
and so the work during the apostolic church was very was growing very rapidly
那众民都蒙了大恩
and so all the people were very blessed
我们看这个第四章
And if we look at chapter 4,
33节,
verse 33,
使徒大有能力见证耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩。34节,
34,
内中没有一个缺乏的。
And none was there among them who lacked.
所以这个圣工一发展，神就同在，神同在，恩典就降下来，没有一个缺乏。
And so once the holy work spread, then the grace of God came upon them, and no one lacked anything.
你要平安有平安。
If you wanted peace, you would have peace.
你要恩典有恩典。
If you want blessings, you have blessings.
因为神同在。
Because God was with them.
所以为这个原因，我们要努力，让我们所属的地方教会要兴盛。因为教会兴盛，你就得福。
And for this reason, we must restore all of our churches, because when the churches is restored, then we will receive blessing.
第二个。
And the second.
教会兴盛，我们下一代的信仰才保得住。
And if the church is restored, our next generation's faith can be solid.
你看，如果教会不兴盛，你下一代这样一直长大，你一直看顾他，他信仰要去哪里栽培？
And so if we see that the church is not restored, we can see where our next generation's faith will stray.
一个没有很好的属灵环境，下一代信仰怎么栽培？
If they do not have a good spiritual environment, what will happen to their faith?
那如果教会兴盛像一个大家庭
？But if the church is restored like a large family,
像这撒迦利亚书讲
，like it is recorded in Zechariah,
充满着公义、平安
，and it is filled with righteousness,
恩典、喜乐
blessings and grace,
你就发现。最快的一件事情不是把我的小孩子带到教会来。
The best thing is to bring our children to a church.
那么在这个环境成长。
And then to grow up in this environment.
他们信仰就能够保守得住。
Then their faith can be firm.
所以除了神的名得到荣耀之外，教会兴盛对我们个人跟我们下一代有绝对的影响。
And so the restoration of the church will have a direct relationship with our faith as well as the faith of our next generation.
所以我们一定要花功夫在我们的地方教会努力来建我们的殿，不要让神的殿荒凉。
And so we must be diligent in restoring our churches and not let it go to waste.
神的殿一荒凉啊，我们得不到恩典，我们下一代都信仰都有问题。
And then when the church of God deteriorates, then our faith will be impacted as well as the faith of the next generation.
好，我们再回来看撒迦利亚书第八章。
And if we look at Zechariah chapter 8,
这个第八章十四节就在讲。
And then in verse 14 it says,
神啊，十四节。
Verse 14.
你的列祖的时候惹我发怒。
And it says, when your fathers provoked me to wrath.
十五节。
15.
现在我定义施恩于耶路撒冷。
And today I determined to do good to Jerusalem.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们改变了。
Because they have changed.
所以神就改变。
And so God changed.
十六节。
Verse 16.
所以你们当行的道是这样，个人与邻舍说诚实，在城门口按治理判断人，使人和睦。
And so these are things you shall do. Speak each man to the truth to his neighbor. Give judgment in your gates for truth, justice, and peace.
十七节。
17.
谁都不可以心里谋害邻舍。
And let none of you think evil in your heart against your neighbor.
也不可以爱其假誓。
And do not love a false oath.
因为这都是我所恨恶的。
For all these things are things that I hate.
所以要让神继续的施恩。
And so if we want God to continually give blessings.
很重要，人跟人的关系要注重。
We must emphasize on our relationships with other men.
这个人跟人的关系不能够跟人跟神的关系切开来。
And we cannot split the interpersonal relationship with man and with our relationship with God.
这个两个是互相一体的两面。
And so these two are two sides of a coin.
我们跟神的关系有多好？
How good is our relationship with God?
就会反映在我们跟人的关系。
It will manifest itself in our relationship with other people. Why?
因为如果我们跟神的关系好，
Because if we have a good relationship with God,
这里讲我们不可以做。
If it says we cannot do this,
不可以说谎，不可以谋害邻舍，不可以起假誓。
And if you cannot speak falsehood or think evil in our hearts against our neighbors,
还有，
then
神所讲的道要赦免，要包容，要爱人。
And God's word says that we must forgive and have mercy and
那我们这样
receive one another.
这样做了，神就高兴。
And when we do this, then God is pleased.
那如果我们这样做，我们跟人的关系就很好。
And if we do this, then our relationship with man is good.
那人跟人的关系不好。
But if the interpersonal relationship with others is bad,
是因为我们没有行神的道。
It is because we have not followed the commandments of God.
如果我们没有行神的道，
if we have not followed the commandments,
我们跟神的关系就有问题。
Then we have a problem in our relationship with God.
所以你看，主耶稣十二岁，神跟人都喜欢他。
And we see that when Jesus was 12 years old, man and God favored Jesus.
所以有没有一个可能说，一个人哈跟神很好，但是大家很讨厌他？
Is there anyone who is so good with God but hated by man?
他跟神很好，常常进食祷告，但是跟大家都合不来。
Yeah, is there someone who fasts and prays to God but then they cannot get along with others?
这个是很难了解的。
This is a very difficult thing to understand.
所以我们跟神的关系到底好不好？
And so how is our relationship with God?
你看，从我们家庭开始看。
Starting from our families.
你跟你先生关系好不好？
How is your relationship with your spouse?
你两代之间关系好不好？
How is the relationship with your children?
跟你的父母好不好？
With your parents.
再跟你的亲戚。
With your relatives.
再跟教会的人。
And with the rest of the church.
如果这个关系都很好。
And if all these things are, relationships are good.
表示我们有在行神的道。
That means we are following the word of God.
那就有可能我们跟神的关系很好。
Then our relationship with God is good.
所以这个地方神说，我要赐福给你。
And here it says that he will give these things to you.
那十六节说，你们当行的道是这样。
That these are the things you shall do in verse 16.
那当行的道就是指着人跟人之间要和好。
And it is saying that you must have a good relationship with other men.
那十八节开始。
And verse 18 it says.
在讲禁食
It talks about fasting.
前面在讲说禁食神不看神也不听
In the beginning it said that fasting that God does not care for
就是第七章的四节跟到六节
From chapter 7 verse 4 to 6
五月七月禁食神也不听没有作用
from the 5th to the 7th month fasting God did not observe
因为行为没有改变
Because their deeds have not changed
行为没有归回祷告神不听
Their actions have not been restored.
但是到了第八章的十九节。
And then in verse 19 of chapter 8.
这里说七月十日禁食的日子必变为由大家欢喜快乐的日子欢乐的节期所以你们要喜爱诚实跟和平。所以这个禁食带来是欢喜快乐。
And so the fasting shall bring about, the chain shall bring about joy and gladness.
为什么?
Why?
因为他们有行神的道。
Because they have observed the words of God.
在行为上有回归。
They have returned in their actions.
所以他禁食神听神就赐福给他们所以大家很喜乐。
Because they have listened to the words of God, then God has blessed them with joy and gladness.
那这个城里面充满着平安充满着喜乐充满着公义。
And so the city is filled with truth and peace.
所以二十节到二十二节。
And so from verse 20 to 22.
所以将来必有很多国列国多城的民说来我们要到这座城
The inhabitants of another city shall go to another and say let us continue to go and pray before the Lord
所以二十一节
and verse 21,
我们快去恳求神的恩寻求万军的神
and so let us continue to go and pray before the Lord and seek the Lord of hosts
因为神的同在神的恩典很明显在这个城
because God's guidance and his blessings are very evident in this church
这也是一种宣道的方法
and this is a way of evangelism
如果教会能够让人感受到神里面的恩典平安喜乐这个教会自然就会吸引很多人
And so if a church is very clearly manifesting the joy and the peace of God, then it naturally will attract many people.
因为这个世代没有平安、没有喜乐、没有力量的人太多了。
Because in this generation, there's too many people who lack joy and peace and strength.
所以神同在的教会一定会吸引很多人。
And so the church of God will naturally attract people.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
万军的神说在那日必有十个人从列国出来拉住一个犹太人的衣襟说我们要与你同去因为我们听见神与你同在了
Thus says the Lord of hosts In those days 10 men from every language and nation shall grasp the sleeve of Jewish men saying Let us go with you for we have heard that God is with you
因为当时神的国是属犹太人嘛
Because at that time the kingdom of God belonged to the Jews
大家听到神同在就要拉关系啊，借着犹太人要进到神的国。
And men from all over the world will hear, and they will grasp the sleeves of Jewish men and asking them if they can join.
所以最让人羡慕的一个地方是哪里呢
？And so, what is the most admirable part?
大家想要去的地方是哪里呢
？And where is the part that where is the place that everyone wants to go to?
就是神与我们同在的那个地方。
It is the place that God is with us.
这个是人世间最美的地方
and this is the most beautiful place,
最吸引人的地方
and this is the most attractive place.
这也是他们后来重建以后的耶路撒冷城
and so this is the restored temple in Jerusalem
大家都想要去
and everyone will want to go
这也是我们建设真耶稣教会的一个目标
and this is also a goal when we establish the true Jesus Church
真的看到神与我们同在
and we will see that God abides with us
好多人渴慕来追求
and that many people are yearning to join
一起默祷
So let's pray in silence.